Delaware's afternoon hitchhiker, Rob Sussman, on Delaware 105.9.
So we're talking about how we can stop bad guys from getting guns. This guy up in Philadelphia was a very bad guy. In fact, I called him a criminal's criminal earlier, and I stand by that. He had a list of weapon charges, you know, about the size of the Empire State Building. And he was still able to obtain firearms and use them ultimately against Philadelphia police. Well, 396 had texted in earlier, and I'm very happy because 396 is currently on the line right now. 396, I'm going to read your text here. You said that you are a convicted felon and can go and buy three guns right now before a legal person can buy one legally. Why don't you explain what you mean there?
There are just so many illegal guns out here that if I choose to, I can go out and buy an AR-15, whatever, you know, assault rifle, shotgun, handgun, easier than, say, someone that wanted to buy it through a gun store. I can, you know, just go right out my front door almost and get one.
Really? And it's a situation where you could have that obtained fairly well instantaneously, same day for sure.
Right on the spot.
Really?
As long as the money's right.
So from your perspective, from where you're sitting, do you think that there's any way to stop that?
Honestly, no. Like the caller, Carl, said, I mean, that's not a bad idea if you take the cash out of the equation.
Right.
But then you're going to have uprise in other parts of crime, like theft and people stealing things to trade off. I mean, it's got its pros, it's got its cons. That's one thing that you probably never can because it's too much money involved. Even with the government releasing guns and they're being stolen and getting into the streets, there's just so much out there.
Here's a question for you, 396. Who exactly has these guns? I mean, are there people who are going out there and this is like would be their primary source of income, selling guns to people who can't have them?
A lot of times it's just you buy them. If I was still in that type of life, which I've completely changed my life around, and I don't deal and no criminal activity anymore.
Good for you.
Set the record straight.
Good.
I did my time. But on the other hand, if I was still involved, if I wanted to take a trip to a bigger city, like, say, Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, or whatever city, I can buy a bulk of stolen weapons of all sorts and come back down here and sell them to other people that just want to buy them off the streets.
So a lot of these guns, you say, are originally stolen?
Most of them, yes. Well, it all ends up stolen somehow, some way.
Right. Stolen from who?
People that have them in their house. I mean, if a guy goes today and, I mean, if you look at it, a lot of times, if you look at the news and just say a guy got caught with a gun and drugs.
Right.
At the bottom of the article says the gun was also reported stolen out of such and such county of such and such state. Or it was, you know, it always ends up stolen somehow. So there's people that goes people houses and steal stuff and end up finding firearms or going to a gun store breaking into it.
Wow. This is, you see, you hear about stuff like this, but you never hear about it in such incredible detail as what you're giving us right now. I mean, I think a lot of people don't understand that the element of the United States that is obtaining these guns and using them for unlawful purposes are by and large obtaining guns through the method that you're talking about, correct?
Yes.
Right. So if somebody were to, say, hold somebody up, mug somebody, something along those lines, they're not using a gun they bought from the store?
No.
Almost certainly not. Wow. 396, I'm so glad you gave me a call today. I mean, for real, this is going to be online later. This is going to be on Facebook.com/RobSussRadio. I'm going to be putting up this exact segment from the show today because, wow, great call, 396, great call.